to him. Give God thanks for giving you the opportunity to stand in his presence again tonight to take the second dose of our week of spiritual emphasis. Return all the glory to him for what the Lord did and what he said to do again. Father, we thank you. We magnify and glorify your name, for your word is yea and amen. Thank you for you are sending your word again tonight to heal, to deliver. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for the Lord, and please have your seat. Praise the Lord. I am more than a conqueror. I give glory to God once again for this opportunity to stand in the presence of the children of God. And to our Father in the house, I say thank you for allowing me this opportunity to stand and to share the word with the brethren. I pray as you listen to this word, it will heal, it will deliver, and do mighty things in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, sir. We have been looking at a topic since yesterday that says unveiling the blessings embedded in praise. Unveiling the blessings embedded in praise. Remember, our prophecy theme for the month of September is showers of blessings. That means this month is a month of shower of blessings. And the Lord has directed his servants to show us in his book how we can bring our blessings to play. And one of the ways of bringing in the blessings of God is by giving praise to God. Praise focuses on the efficacy of what is written and not what is happening. Praise focuses on what has been written and not what the devil is showing us. Praise makes us to give it back to God, irrespective of what the enemy is doing in our life. We knew that the battle is not for us. The battle is of God. So we return all the glory to him. And what happens? Everything that the enemy thought that he has done in our life, the Lord will begin to reverse them. That shall be your testimony today in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 56 verse 4. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Verse 10. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. The psalmist focuses on the word. The word that has been written. Not what the enemy is doing presently, but what the word of God that has been written said concerning your life. Find that word that relates to what you are going through. Establish yourself in that word of God, and you will see the result that you are looking for. I pray that shall be your testimony today in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us as a far more exceeding and eternal way of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but as the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That means the things which has been written, they last longer than those things that you are seeing now, that looks as if that is the end of the world. God is telling you tonight that is not the end of the world. Why? Because that is not what the word of the Lord says concerning it. You take your eyes off those things that the enemy is showing you. You know, from the beginning of the world, the devil is a deceiver. The devil is a liar. He paints lies as if they are truth. He paints lies as if they are the truth. But if you buy into that lies, then the devil has deceived you. But we are wiser than the devil. Because what the word of God says is different from what the devil is painting to us. And in that which has been written is what we stand in. This is why we do not just praise God for what has happened, but we are to praise God for things to happen. If you want things to happen in your life, the way you want it to happen, the way God has said it to happen, give praise to God. When you give praise to God for what the Lord has done, as we have heard yesterday by our resident pastor, if you give thanks to God for what the Lord has done, that little thing, you are automatically reminding God of the remaining part of it that has yet to be done, which is sure that it will be done. And those things shall be done in your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 17, verse 17 to 19. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." The Lord is expecting you to come back. Our resident pastor mentioned one day, he said that you have seen the hand of God in one place of your life. It's just the beginning. God will bring this out in phases. When God does a thing for you, believe that God is able to do higher. He's just showing you the tip of the iceberg. He wants you to come back and give glory to him. For that little hand, when you see the finger of God and you give him praise, automatically you will see the whole hand of God. That is why we have to give thanks at every minute, every second, every opportunity that you have to give thanks to God. Return to God and say, "Father, thank you." Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. "Let the people praise thee, O Lord, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the heart yield and increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the heart shall fear him." The kind of blessing that is coming into your life is the kind of blessing that will make people fear God. It's the kind of blessing that people have never seen before. Those are the kind of blessings that are coming into your life. Why? Because you know how to give thanks to God. Remember what God said about David. He said, "I have seen a man after my own heart." How? When? How did he do it? David knew the heart of God. He knew how to give God his food. And what is God's food? It is praise. As you begin to praise God and going forward, you will begin to see the hand of God in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember, unveiling the blessings embedded in praise. Yesterday, our resident pastor took us through one of the blessings that praise could provoke. He says, praise provokes divine intervention. Praise provokes divine intervention. It says, fearful praise subdues our enemy. Fearful praise subdues our enemy. When the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. How does he do it? It is through your praise. When you praise God and you are not even looking at what the enemy is doing, the enemy is discomfited. He will be wondering, how did he do it? How did they manage? Because God steps in. At that point, you are praising God. God comes into the situation. God will come into your situation tonight as you praise God in the name of Jesus Christ. Secondly, today, we will see another thing that praise could do. Praise provokes supernatural favor. Praise provokes supernatural favor. Let's look at what happens to Queen Esther. In the book of Esther, chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, it says, "Now it came to a pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house. over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. Favor. What is favor? What is the meaning of favor? Favor is access to secrets and opportunities that is not given to others. You are having access to the secrets, to opportunities that others don't have. How do you obtain favor? Favor is putting, like putting on a garment, just like Esther did. What Esther, the garment that Esther put on, that royal apparel that Esther put on, can be likened to a garment of praise. When you put on the garment of praise and you give thanks to God, you are automatically wearing the garment of favor. Everyone that sees you will favor you. As you put on the garment of praise, just like Esther did, if Esther had put on another apparel, peradventure, the king might not even have looked at her. But because Esther was putting on that garment, which spiritually represents a garment of praise, she obtains favor from the king. You are obtaining your own favor today in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Garment of praise. Putting on the garment of praise. In your room, you give praise. You give thanks. In your bathroom, you give praise. You give thanks. While you are eating, you give praise. You give thanks. Why will not God answer your prayer? Why will things not happen in your life? When you put on the garment of praise, in every moment, God comes down and looks at you and says, yes, I know. It is so. It is Kainde Oyejola, my son, that is praising me. Then he begins to do mighty things in his life. So shall your testimony be today in the name of Jesus. Another example of what praise can do is example of Herodias' daughter. Herodias' daughter danced away into favor with King Herod as the king vowed to give her whatever she asked, even to the half of his kingdom. Just by a human being dancing to a mortal human being, he decided to give her whatsoever that she demanded. How much more when you wear the garment of praise and you dance before your God, God can do anything. In the presence of praise, God can do anything. That reminds me, when we go to events that day and the musicians are playing, and maybe you don't want to spend your money before, and they began to hail you. They began to say this, say about you, remind you of your father's house, say how your father did this, and the head of such people begin to swell, and they will not even know when they spend the whole money they brought to the party. The same thing our God can do much more. When you give him praise, you eulogize him, you tell him his name, you show him, you remind him of what he has done in your life in the past. That means you are not focused on what the devil is doing now. One of our pastors said at the covenant hour of prayer, he said, when you want to praise God, don't compare yourself with other people. Compare yourself to yourself. Compare yourself to what God has done in your life before. Those rivers that you have crossed, those seas that God, the Lord has made way for you, remember all these things and use it to give thanks to God. God, you are the one that made way at so point. When I was sick, you are the one that healed me. When I was this, you are the one. God will say, yes, you remember? Yes, I will do more. And the Lord will do more in your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Joseph. Example number 3. Joseph was favored. Favor turned him to the heir of Potiphar's family. If you look at the life of Joseph, according to Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 5, you will see that Joseph was being taken, was being hated by his kinsmen, by his own brethren, by his own brothers. Why? Because of what the Lord is about to do in his life. Joseph was a man that knows how to give thanks to God. He was his father's favorite. The father loved him because he knows how to praise even his father and God. If you look at the life of Joseph, if you look at what happened to Joseph, how he became a slave, how his kinsmen wanted to kill him, and he escaped, and one of them said, no, don't let us kill him. Let us put him in the pit. It was God orchestrating everything. Even at that, Joseph did not stop praising God in his heart. There was never a dull moment. You can never see him. Even when he was in the prison, he was the one telling the other prisoners, why are you sad? Why this? Why that? No wonder Joseph obtained favor. Let's look very quickly. Look at Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 5. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hand of Ishmaelites. He was being transferred from one slave house to another slave house. He was being transferred from one master's house to another master. That means he was being sold from one slavery to another slavery. He ended up in Potiphar's house. And after ending up in Potiphar's house, he ended up in the prison. We all know the story of Joseph. Joseph obtained favor of the Lord because he knew how to praise God in his heart. There was never a dull moment. Favor made him an official of the prison where he was an inmate. Genesis chapter 39, verse 21 to 22. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercies and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Joseph was favored all through. Why? Because God was with him. If you know how to give thanks to God, God will always be with you. Remember the children of Israel while they were living at the edge of the sea. When there was no way, what happened? They give thanks, they give praise to God. And what happened? Red Sea parted for them. Why? Because God was in their midst. God was in their midst. Anyone that is given to a life of praise will always appropriate God's presence to him or her. Anyone that knows how to give thanks to God, we always have God on his side. And I pray today, as you continue to give praise to God, God will always be on your side. In your dream, while you are sleeping, while you are gone and nobody knows, you don't even know where you are, God will always be with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, the favor of God ultimately made Joseph the prime minister of Egypt. It was through favor. It was through favor that he became the prime minister of Egypt. Genesis chapter 41, verse 15 to 17. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood up in the bank of a river. The king narrated the story of how he dreamt and he could not remember the dream again. But because Joseph knew how to give it back to God, even when the king was telling him that they have told me that you knew how to interpret dreams, what did he do? He did not appropriate that praise to himself. He gave it back to God. He said, it is not in me. It is God that showeth dreams. And what happened? God gave him wisdom. God really showed it to him. And he was able to even interpret that. Praise the Lord. The same Bible verse Genesis 41, verse 37 to 40. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath shewed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. What happened there was that there was famine in the land. And Joseph interpreted that dream such that he preferred solution to the famine that was coming. And what happened? The king made Joseph the prime minister to be in charge of all the things in the kingdom, to be in charge of distribution, to be in charge of storage. The favor of God will lift you up. Just like the favor of God lifted Joseph up. When you give thanks and you give praise to God, the favor of God will continue to lift you up. And what happened to Joseph? The family came back to still bow down for him. Just as he had seen, what God has written about him came to pass by the favor of God. Whatever God has written about you is coming to pass today in the name of Jesus. Those good things that the men of God have said concerning you, those prophecies that have come out of the men of God concerning your life, concerning your future, they will begin to come to pass today by the favor of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We have seen these three examples in the Bible. What else do you want to believe? Do you want to believe what the devil says or what the Lord says? It is what the Lord says concerning you. It is what the Lord has written in his book concerning you that will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we rise up this evening as we give thanks to God for this short exhortation, for the favor of God that is coming upon you tonight, as you give thanks to God, as you give praise to God, return all the glory to him. Give him thanks, for your life is changing. You are experiencing that change, that place that you want to get to, that thing that you want God to do. You are experiencing it tonight as you give thanks and praise to God. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. All heads bow and all eyes closed. We are in the presence of God tonight. You want to experience favor of God. God is ready. He's always there for you. He's always ready. He's waiting for you to come. For you to experience that favor we are talking about, you need to be in his camp. You need to come back to God. You need to say, Father, I'm here. Accept me. If you are in that kind of shoes that you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior tonight, either you are in-house tonight or you are watching us online, please put your hands on your chest as we pray together. And you say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you this evening. I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Take me back as your child. Accept me, God. Forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life so that your favor will come upon me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. It is as good as that and as simple as that. You are a child of God. Don't let the devil deceive you anymore. You are now in God's camp, and as you begin to experience the favor of God upon your life. And if you have done this tonight, please remember to call the number that is being displayed on the screen right now, or you write to our email address and somebody will be getting in touch with you. You have been favored already in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for the Lord as you welcome God's servant.
Hallelujah.